Looking at your KLEM news update. Lamar's police are asking for the public's input regarding any information about a break-in burglary of the Presbyterian Church of Christ Church of Lamar's. In a Facebook posting, the Lamar's police say that the incident happened sometime in the afternoon of August 5th. Damage was done to the church. A Crime Stopper award may be available. No further details will be reported at this time. A local physician that has been practicing medicine for more than 25 years was honored as the latest Lamar's Chamber of Commerce's Boss of the Quarter. Dr. Stephen Meese was presented the honor Friday afternoon. Meese was nominated by the Floyd Valley Healthcare staff. The nomination reads, "Not a boss in the traditional sense, but our senior physician has proven leadership skills and is our nominee for Boss of the Quarter." Dr. Meese first started as a member of the medical staff at Medical Associates in 1993, and remains on the staff of Floyd Valley Clinics. He knew from the start that he wanted to be a doctor in his hometown.
This is my hometown. They needed a doctor, and so I was coming back. I was actually supposed to be the sixth doctor, but unfortunately Dr. Faber and Dr. Heimstra left at that time, and so then we were down to four doctors in 93, which consisted of Dr. Duncan, Dr. Powell, and myself, and Dr. Dornbos, who led the team. So it was a pretty busy first year.
Looking back at his 25 years of healthcare in Lamar's, Dr. Meese has delivered and welcomed 509 babies into the world and taken care of 6,689 inpatients and treated 2,165 patients through the emergency departments. Meese says he remembers many of his patients, but admits on occasion he has been stumped.
It's interesting when you're called in for emergency deliveries, people come up to you 2 years later and say, "Well, do you remember me?" And it's like, "Well, not really." But most of those, I remember quite a few of the experiences. When you get 25 years under your belt, a few of them are a little bit more remote. Some of them are more memorable than others, though.
It is interesting to know that Dr. Meese graduated from college with an electrical engineering degree. So, how does someone go from electrical engineering to instead pursuing a career in the medical fields?
I always thought that I kind of want to go into medicine, possibly, but I thought it might take too long. Subsequently, ended up doing graduate work in biomedical engineering, then got into medical school, and probably spent more time in school than I had ever intended to do. But my mom's a nurse. I'd always thought about being in the medical field, and that kind of came about.
It's a little bit of a stretch or a little bit of a distance between electrical engineer and medical doctor.
Yeah, it is, but I think I use my engineering techniques quite a bit when I'm being a doctor. I look for science, not for fiction, and want a good answer on how things work. And I think that proves to the benefit of my patients.
Meese recalls some of the renovations, expansions, and changes of Floyd Valley Healthcare during his 25 years as a local doctor.
Well, I've seen about four different emergency rooms here since I started. When I did start, we had a mobile CAT scanner that turned into a mobile MRI, and now we've got a permanent MRI here. And lab work has changed quite a bit, how we interact with each other, the computerization of the medical record. All of this has been new. And then just how you practice medicine, we used to be able to see, 35 patients in a day. It's kind of ratcheted down, which is probably better for the patient, but we spend a lot of time recording information, which is good because then we have that information later on. It's not a paper chart that falls on the floor and gets spread all over the place.
Our congratulations go to Dr. Stephen Meese for being awarded the Lamar's Area Chamber of Commerce Boss of the Quarter. The date has been set for the official dedication of the completion of the Highway 20 four-laning project in northwest Iowa. Dakin Schultz of the Iowa Department of Transportation says a celebration will take place October 19th in Holstein.
The U.S. 20 Association has scheduled a ribbon cutting for October 19th at 3 o'clock, and it'll be held in Holstein at the Boulders Complex, which is the new hotel on the south side of the west intersection of U.S. 20, U.S. 59.
Schultz says the paving has been essentially completed on the segments around Holstein and Early.
We've got the work between Correctionville and Holstein that we'll be looking at October for completion on that. All the paving, mainline paving, is complete out there. Contractors working on shoulders, and we'll continue to do grading work from Holstein over to Early. All the pavement is down. Paving work's complete. They've got some cleanup work to do there.
He says other finishing work is now being completed east of Mobile.
Our contractor is starting to wrap up some of those sections, that section from Mobile to Correctionville. They're doing some cleanup work. They've got signs to complete, and we've got side road work that needs to be complete as well. It's a gravel road connection, but we're hoping to have that one open probably before October.
More information on the celebration will be released in the coming weeks. That's a look at your news here on KLEM. For additional news updates, you can always check our website, though, KLEM1410.com.